Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now, today's first entitled parent story is possibly the craziest one I've ever covered. Now, I know I say that quite often, but you know, you've seen the title. It's unbelievable. I actually don't even think it needs an introduction. Without further ado, here is probably the most mental story I've ever read. Entitled mother demands I give her another woman's breast milk for her 5-year-old. So, I work in a daycare, and I've got many stories where I've had to deal with entitled parents. Here we have what I like to call the breast milk entitled mother. The daycare I work at, as most daycares do, allows mothers to bring in their own breast milk, and we have a fridge to store it in. All must come with labels and will have their own place in the fridge. One day, during drop-off, I'd just been given a bag of bottles of breast milk by a mother dropping off her baby. As I go to head to the kitchen, I hear the sound of an entitled mum screaming my name. Now, this mother was widely known by the staff and was widely disliked. She comes up to me, and the conversation starts off with her complaining about the location of our school field trip for the older kids. The kids voted where they'd wanted to go, and they voted the park. But she wasn't happy about that for some reason. I tell her what I'd already told her before, the kids picked where they wanted to go. I can't change that you're not happy with that. She huffed and then noticed the bag in my hand. And this is where this becomes insane. What's in the bag? She asks. Oh, this is breast milk, one of the other mothers left. I was just about to put it in the fridge. That's a lot of breast milk for one baby. Yeah, the mother wants to make sure she keeps a good stock here, so we always have some. So you must have plenty then, I guess. Then you can give me some for my son. Who, Billy? Yes, he's 5. Yeah, but I read online that feeding your kids breast milk is good for them, even older kids. I'm sorry, but these belong to another mother, and they're not mine to give away. Oh, I'm sure she wouldn't mind. You said she had plenty. She likely won't even notice. Yeah, that's not gonna happen. Please sign your son in and just go. Oh, this is just ridiculous. They shouldn't be able to take that stuff in if they're not gonna share it with the other kids. And she walked out before I could reply to that. Okay, so you want to continue to give your child someone else's breast milk at 5 years old? Yeah, this video has not started off very well, has it? What? I mean, seriously. Honestly, I read some of these stories and a lot of them are crazy. A lot of them are pretty stupid. But this... This has got to be up there, guys. I mean, you know what? I might do a top 10 ranking the dumbest stories I've ever read. This is going to be close to number one. What is this woman trying to do? I'm moving on. Screw that. All right, then. Moving on from that story, let's get into the second one. I hope it's a little bit more normal. Anyway, the title is I Have a Long Lost Sister. So, this story was around 2 years ago, back when I was 17. I had my own tennis clothing and equipment business. Till my 18th birthday, my dad owned the business as well. We were shared partners, but I mostly ran the shop by myself, which means the opening times were quite weird. It was opened Monday to Friday from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Sometimes I'd open it later, due to the train connections from my main workplace to the tennis club. And on Saturdays, it was open from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. and from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. due to me still wanting at least some free time. Now, on this day, my train ran a bit late, so I was rushing to open up my shop. It was a Friday, and that is usually one of the more hectic and busier days. Many students of my dad and members of the club wanted to check out the new batch of tennis rackets and clothes we got from the firm we work closely with, and they wanted to try them out. Most of them were very understanding though, and I knew them all by name. At least, most of them. After opening up the shop, letting them in, and having them look around and helping out wherever I could, I went over to this one woman and child, who I hadn't seen before in the club or shop. We shall name the mother Tanya, due to me knowing more entitled Tanyas than Karens. The conversation went like this. Hi, how may I help you, Mum? Why didn't you help me before? Where were you at 5 p.m? God, no one can do anything correctly here. And letting someone so young here serve? They should be ashamed. I was personally very confused, and a few other regulars were as well, since they knew I might get a panic attack, and that I was the son of the co-chair. I am very sorry, Mom. I couldn't be here earlier due to-
I don't want to listen to your poor excuses. Give me one of those rackets and give me a 50% discount.
I looked up at where she was pointing, trying to calm myself down from this stressful situation. She was pointing at the most expensive and newest racket we just got today. I then looked at the child, who couldn't be older than 10. Mom, is this for you or your daughter?
For my daughter, of course. Just give me that racket so I can leave. I know the owner since I'm his daughter.
I was very, very confused at that point, since, well, I didn't know I had another sister who was, well, around 30 years older than me. Mom, I'm asking because I need the correct hand size for the grip and weight. I tried to explain how important this was, due to it being a major problem giving people a tennis arm, which basically means pulling a muscle, straining your wrist too much, and just being in pain. I go crouch down and politely ask the girl to put her hand against mine, to see the size. Ask her age and how long she's been playing for. All the normal questions you get if you went to a good sports store. Tanya, who was next to us, started rolling her eyes and making clicking noises with her mouth and other noises that indicated she was being impatient. The next thing I knew, she was grabbing my hair and pulling me up.
Just give her the goddamn racket. This should be free due to me being the daughter.
I saw my opportunity and knew I couldn't wait any longer. The other customers in the store looked at us quietly and started smirking. I nod my head and go to the back door, which leads right to the tennis court where my dad is. So I yell, "Dad, your lost daughter turned up." He looked at me confused, but I made some eye movements, indicating we had a weird woman in the store. He nodded and came in.
"Ah, so you're my long lost daughter. I didn't know I got my old classmate pregnant back when I was in school."
That is when everyone started laughing. "Yeah, Dad, I didn't know I had a sister. When were you gonna tell me I had an older sister?" To be honest, I didn't even know I had a girlfriend at the time. The woman's look on her face was priceless. It went from confused to angry to very, very embarrassed. All whilst everyone in the store and her own daughter were laughing. She huffed and stormed out of the store, basically dragging her kid behind her by her hand. Since then, I've never seen her. I just don't get this play at all. When would that ever work? If this person, who is clearly lying about knowing the owner, doesn't know the owner, why does she think that the person working at the store isn't going to know the owner? This is just a small tennis club, right? It's actually extremely likely that an employee would know the owner. So I don't know what sort of chance she thinks she has lying about knowing the owner to try and get some free stuff. Maybe a bigger store, perhaps it might work. But even there, you're likely to know the owner of the store, aren't you, if you work in the store? This is just never, ever going to work if you're lying about it. Surely. I mean, if I went into 100 stores just on my local high street and said, "I know the owner, can I have some free stuff?" In how many do you think they'd actually go, "Oh yeah, I believe you"? Zero? One? Maximum? It's never ever going to work. I don't understand the logic. Just buy a tennis racket and get out of there.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And now moving on to our final story of today's episode, entitled Parents Have Slight Meltdown in the ER. For some background, I'm a male nurse and I work in the emergency room of a medium-sized hospital. I mostly work nights. In Germany, you get more money when you work night shifts because the time and night shifts are longer than normal day shifts. We work three different shifts. Morning from 5:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., day from 11:30 to 8 p.m. and the night shift from 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. So I've got some stories, and at night, the real stuff happens. Oh, and all this happened pre-COVID, so no masks, visitors are allowed, yada yada. So that night, I worked at the front desk, mostly doing admission of patients, handling their healthcare IDs, we have universal healthcare, suck it America, okay, and well, just manning the reception. This was, I think, around 1 a.m, so the ER was relatively empty. At night, there are like 3 hours where nothing really happens. So yeah, I sat there, sipping my third cup of coffee and chatting with a fellow nurse. Then the entitled parents arrived. I didn't see them coming.
"Excuse me?"
There they were. A thing I only knew from the internet. A Karen. In Germany. Dang. She had a typical haircut and that I'm better than you vibe. In tow, she had a man, who seemed pretty normal. Oh, sorry. How can I help you? The perfect customer service smile. Yeah, I need to see my daughter. Her sister texted me that she's here. Her name is blank. So I looked her up on the database. Ah, yes, she's been admitted here. Well then, what does she have? Can I see her? Now, I have to explain. We've got some privacy law here in Germany. So if you're legally an adult, 18 and over, you have full privacy. And without your consent, I can't give anyone any data. Not the parents, siblings, not the significant other, not the kids, nobody. So I say, sorry, I can't give you patients' data. That's against the law. Yeah, but we're her parents, and she's our child. Well, she's 18, so she's an adult. Without her consent, I can't tell you anything. But I can call the doctor she is seeing and ask. Hmm, fine, but make it quick. She was tapping her feet on the ground. So I took the internal phone from the desk and made the call. The daughter informed the doctor that she doesn't want her parents there and denied them any information. That is her choice. I'm sorry, but your daughter denied you any information, I relayed to the family. What? The meltdown is about to start. I'm her mum! Bring me to her now! Mom, please lower your voice. This is a hospital. Yeah, and I want to know where my daughter is. I'm her mother. She should share everything with me. I don't need you to find her then. She then passes the desk and goes in the direction of the treatment rooms. Hey, you can't go in there. I get reinforced with another male nurse and a male nursing student and block her way. All this commotion had attracted the attention of the attending ER doctor. He stormed out of his office. Our night doc is a good doc, but well, he has a temper. What is going on here, dang it? The Karen then looks smug. Oh, good, a doctor. These men are blocking our way to our daughter. She must be so scared to be alone here, and we need to comfort her now. Now, the attending doctor luckily didn't take her rubbish. So, OP, her daughter? Yes, she's here with Dr. Y. Now, she is 18 years old and denied this visitor any information about her health. Liar! Our daughter is only 16! Yeah, well, listen, lady. The attending doctor crosses his arms. I believe this guy here slightly more than you. If you proceed to invade this space where only patients and staff are allowed, I'll have you escorted out. You can wait in the waiting room. The husband then got involved, and he was smug like his wife. What are you gonna do? Have the security throw us out? Nope, I'll do it myself, if you're not leaving this instant. At this point, Karen probably saw that she had the chances of a popsicle in hell. I'm gonna sue this hospital. I know the management. She stomps out with her husband in tow. The attending doctor said to me, if she shows up again, call security immediately. Well, lucky enough, Karen never came back that night. Her daughter needed to see a gynecologist that night about something with her lady parts. She told me, I escorted her out like at 3 a.m, that her parents went nuts every time about things like this, how they hate her boyfriend and claim she is too young to date. I assured her that they won't get any data from us and that she can always come here. We are servants to the community. Just thinking about it, guys, I'm actually so happy that this is like how the law, how the rules of information work when you're in certain countries. I know it's the same in the UK and I presume it's the same in America as well, although I'm not sure on that one. Let me know. Just, you know, the right to you know, have your information kept private when you turn 18 is massive, because imagine, you know, in this situation, if her parents had found out about it and the girl didn't want them to know, that would just be, you know, pretty unfair, because, you know, not everyone has great relationships with their parents and a lot of people go through stuff like this or go to hospital and don't want their parents or family knowing. And it's great that they don't have to know and that they're not allowed to know even when they come to the hospital and try and force their way in to find out the information. It's great stuff and privacy is obviously very important. So yeah, it's good to see that this is a rule. Oh, actually, I'm just reading a comment. You have similar privacy laws in America. As a matter of fact, I'm not sure ER staff would even be able to confirm the daughter was there without a permission. That's very interesting. Oh, and they continue. I know for a fact patients' names are never on the hospital website. Wow. So maybe even one step further. Because yeah, that's a very good point. I mean, now that the parents know that their daughter is in the hospital, I mean, they could like realistically just wait outside for her or something, or it would just get really creepy about it. So yeah, maybe you need to go one step further, Germany, like America, and keep it even more private.
Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this one. I really hope you have enjoyed it. If you did, please do drop a like on the video. It lets me know that you're still enjoying the content. Comment down below your thoughts on these three stories. And finally, if you are new around here, press this lovely button up here and subscribe, because I post videos here daily. There'll be a new one tomorrow, but if you can't wait till then, check out these ones on screen. All right, in a bit. See you later.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.